So this is a pervy ramble, and it's a special one, at least for me, because one of you sweet, sweet pervs commissioned this as an improv audio. And it makes me feel bad because I know that these are enjoyed immensely, and I just get so wrapped up in my busyness that I forget to do them. Every week, like I get so wrapped up in audios, and a great example is yesterday I spent my whole working day writing a script, recording it, editing it, and that took my whole work day, and it takes a lot out of me as well. So when I get done with those, I need a brain reset. So anyways, that's a ramble, but not a pervy one. Here's what I want to talk about. Here recently, this particular story really stuck with me. So this same perv actually that commissioned a premium audio, the one where I talk about female predators. And I did a lot of research reading real life stories, news, events. And there was one that really kind of drove me personally wild. I thought it was insanely hot. It was the one about there was an aunt and an uncle. And it sounded like one of their nieces lived with them, or maybe they babysat her a lot, something where she was there a lot. And the article said that, you know, she reported that this all kind of happened, all unfolded, because one night she got up in the middle of the night, and this girl was like 11 or 12, if I remember correctly. So she gets up in the middle of the night, and she accidentally walks in on her aunt and uncle having sex. Nothing happens, you know. She, I guess, runs away, probably really embarrassed. But then what happens is the couple start forcing her to come in the room when they have sex after that. Not that night, but afterwards. And mostly just make her film them fucking. There was a report where she said that her aunt would play with dildos and stuff and make her take pictures. And this all turned me on tremendously, because I set up this whole scenario in my head of this couple, right? That in my head, maybe they had never thought about little girls or their niece. And then, you know, they get caught fucking, and they probably, in my head, end up having the best orgasm just thinking about her walking in and seeing them fucking. And they become so obsessed with it that they just have to have her in there. And in my mind as well, they maybe thought, you know, well, we're not doing anything wrong. We're not touching her. And then in my mind, that's their next step. You know, but they got caught. So anyways, that one really, really hit me in a really sexy way. But I also wanted to talk about, and so did this pervert that commissioned, sort of voyeurism. And he didn't have to tell me much, and me knowing exactly what he wanted to hear. We all do it, even me. When you're out in public, you catch, you know, some little thing catches your eye. And for me, and I've talked about this in another pervy ramble, is, you know, when I do audios, the younger, the hotter. You know, I've not been shy in saying that even like the infant ones kind of drive me crazy in the best way, which is very weird because I don't look at infants and think they're sexy. It's just the taboo of it. But if I'm being completely realistic, I am absolutely just enthralled with that tween age. And I see them in public and I definitely check them out. There was, and apologies if this was in a previous pervy ramble, but maybe I had just told this to someone. But a couple months ago, I was in the grocery store and these two young girls, they had to be like 12 or 13. They come walking by and this one totally caught my eye. And the reason she caught my eye is because she was wearing this really tight white top. Like it was a complete white top. And she had, I would say, like an A cup, perky little tits. And her top was so goddamn tight. And then you could see the imprint of her training bra. And It drove me wild. And then I felt like a complete fucking pervert because I kept finding ways to look at her without looking like a complete pervert. And I wanted to know what was under that little bra. I wanted to know if her nipples were puffy, you know? And it brings me back to, you know, and I know I said this in the last pervy ramble, wishing I could remember what my young body felt like, what it looked like. And I can think back on pictures that I've seen, and I can think of one picture in particular. My parents, we just got a new pool at our house. And I remember this day actually pretty well, but there's a picture of me and my siblings sitting in the pool, and I'm sitting there. I know I'm in sixth grade because I remember that's when the pool came. So anyways, I'm wearing this little bathing suit and I'm in the pool, so I'm wet, and my bathing suit is clinging to my little body. And you can see the tiniest of tits poking out. And it always, that picture always sticks with me because you can just see the imprints of my tits. Like you just can see almost every detail. And then it gets me thinking about what did my little tits look like there? Like I would know, right? They were my little tits. And I do remember the areola of just being like puffy. And that just like, it drives me wild. I want to know what it feels like. I want to know what it looks like, you know? So yeah, that was, that little girl and her little budding tits made me feel like such a complete pervert. And I'll tell you another thing that I particularly do. When I see cute little girls that catch my eye and I have the chance to really just kind of watch them, you know, just looking at them, observing them, I'll start wondering what their little pussies look like. Especially I'm thinking about one particular girl, and I know I told the perv that commissioned this about this instant, because it was another time I felt like a complete pervert. I was at a restaurant and there was this big family in the table next to us. And this little girl had to be like six, maybe not even six, five. She was the cutest little thing. And at first I was watching her not in a pervy way. She had gotten up from the table and she was like playing with something on the ground. I was just watching her in adoration, just like, oh my God, she's so cute. You know, nothing sexy going going on in my mind until the way she squat down, and she was wearing these little tights. And so then I started perving internally. I started, and that's what I particularly do. I'll look at them and I'll think, what's under those little clothes? So with her, because there were tights, I was definitely looking at her little pussy and just trying to remember what that looks like, trying to imagine how tiny it is, just basically undressing her. Total pervert moment, right? But then when I'm really allowed to sit there and just kind of let my thoughts marinate, I get to this point in my brain where I start wondering what it smells like. And not just like fresh smell, like you've been to the playground and played around type of smell. And that makes me feel, just saying that out loud makes me feel like a complete pervert. But that's, you know, that's, there you go. You're inside my mind now, just like I'm inside of yours. Yeah, I'm definitely thinking about just the smell. And I really think about how little that little clit is. How tiny is it, you know? And someone, because I've had phone calls with them, they absolutely know my obsession. I obsess over a little fantasy about having this little girl on a gynecological table and just inspecting her little baby pussy. Like, I want to see the cervix. I want to see the inner walls. You know, I want to do all these, just like it's almost scientific in a way, but it's still sexy. And then if I'm feeling sadistic, I want to scratch the inner walls of her little pussy. But yeah, so I would absolutely, I think if you and I were able to be in public together, oh, I would make you so uncomfortable, because that's the thing. And if you know me, you know me, that I am probably just as perverted as you. Like, I'm thinking the same things, maybe just a little bit different because my mind works differently than a man, but I know what you're looking at. I know what you're probably thinking. Speaking of that, you'll probably hear this come up in audios a lot. I was talking to someone and they said they were out in public and they were thinking about me. And of course, I was like, why? You must have seen something cute to make you think of me. And they said, yeah, I saw this cute, you know, I don't know if it was woman or girl. And he said, all I could think about, all I wanted to do was just rub my cock all over her. And that to me was almost hotter than him saying, I want to pin her down and rape her brains out. The fact that he just wanted to like rub his cock all over her, like, I don't know why, but that like really made me throb. Like, very, I've never heard a man just say, I want to rub my cock on her. And I think it's because I know how twisted he is, how into non-consensual and very rough things. So I imagined her pinned down or me holding her down and him just rubbing his cock all over her. Wow. Wow. I also wanted to bring up I haven't talked about this audio in a pervy ramble. I think the audio is called Public Perving, maybe. That audio, God, it was so good. The guy that requested it gave me a lot of direction. So I can't take credit for a lot of the ideas. I just fleshed them out. I loved it because speaking of public perving, one of my favorite things to look at and watch are parents, daddies and daughters, moms and sons. And so I love that he included that in there. And even the old grandpa, that's another like kink I've unlocked that I'm oddly into, is like extremely older, grandpa older and really, really young. I even love the porn of old dudes and like 18 barely legal porn stars. They're so fucking hot. Like to see some skeezy old guy and some really pretty tight young thing. Oh my God. I fucking love it. But anyways, my favorite though to look at is daddy daughter. And I never look at a man and think, oh yeah, he wants to rape his daughter. What I'm doing is I'm thinking about what it would look like, you know, if that dad, you know, his daughter was sitting on his lap just innocently in the living room watching TV, and his cock gets hard, or he catches his little daughter running out of the bathtub and it makes his cock twitch. That kind of shit. Oh my God. Holy shit. It just really, really is so fucking hot. Oh, I've been wanting to bring this up on a pervy ramble that I told the commissioner about. Okay, so this kind of plays into everything. I'm a big fan of Mama Fiona as a person. She's just wildly perverted and crazy, and I love that about her. She posted around Christmas, she on Twitter, she said she was complaining about some child screaming at the top of her lungs for 4 hours. And then her parents changed her shitty diaper in the seat, and the kid was coughing, and she's like, just stay the fuck home. She's complaining about a child on a plane. And I joked with him. I said, if it was a baby boy, I bet she wouldn't be mad. And then my pervy brain went into, I wonder if Mama Fiona is like a sadistic fuck when it comes to little girls, but little boys, she's very molesty and rapey. But when it comes to little girls, she just wants to torture the fuck out of them. And that drove me wild. And if you know what Mama Fiona looks like, I mean, wouldn't that be hot to see Mama Fiona like just beating the shit out of some little girl because she's a little girl? And then maybe her brother, she gets on her knees and starts sucking his cock in front of the sister. Brings me to that one audio that I did, Sadistic Mommy Gets Interrupted, where my son and I are having sex and then my daughter wakes up and I start like abusing her pretty much. That shit turned me on too. There is a sadistic streak in me that I do get like wet and aroused by, you know, just sadistically torturing some little innocent thing. And it's never little boys. I'm just like thinking about that. It's never little boys. It's always girls. Wow. I'll have to figure that out. let's psychoanalyze that. Let's see, for this last minute, let's bring up yesterday while I was writing a script. And that always, when I write scripts, that's when I get the horniest, because I think because my mind is consumed with the pervy things, right? Like I'm brainstorming how to make a story come alive. I'm getting inside the quote unquote character's head, you know. So I had to take a break and come, because I was thinking about I was thinking about the image of a father molesting and raping his daughter in front of a crowd. And what turned me on the most was like the people in the crowd being perverts, like getting off on that fact, you know. It just like really turned me on thinking about the crowd, which is weird, but I mean, it's not weird, but that's what really turned me on. And then I think I get turned on too because I'm making it happen in the story. You know, I feel like it's really me up on stage forcing these things to happen. So I'm like some kinky instigator, right? That it just really turns me on. So anyways, I will wrap that up here. Thank you to my wonderful, sweet, an absolutely pervy man that commissioned this pervy ramble. Thank him as well. And I'll try to be better at doing these. Okay. Until next time.